If we're going to be a dynamic, progressive, productive country, and I mean keep our industries here, not let our industries go offshore, we have to have our own source of energy at a reasonable price. When we depend on our source of energy coming through the Gulf of Hormuz, whether it comes from Iran or Iraq or Saudi Arabia or, you know, Nigeria or Venezuela, those aren't countries that we don't necessarily have the ability to trust. And, you know, things can change. And prices, you see our prices escalate up and down every time that there's a little political incident out there. We need to have our own source of energy. We have the ability today to have enough natural gas to last us for 100 years. We have the ability today to bring pipelines down and have the ability to refine our own oil and the refining capability. You know, we haven't really built a new refinery in this country for 25 years. We need to do it. And we need to be able to move some of this regulation that sits on our ability to be productive. And I tell you, this is going to be a waterfall or a election, or a watermark election. And, you know, because this president and the people who he has in the office, from president or from Secretary Chu, who is the Secretary of Energy, to a Secretary of the EPA, to a Secretary of Transportation, to a Secretary of just everything out there. And their thing is, look, we got to limit the energy that we have in this country. We got to make this country green. We got to take our money and help other countries that can't help themselves. I agreed in that part. But, you know, all of it's about limiting what we can do. And we need to change that. We need to be dynamic. We need to take the lid off. And there are clean ways. Natural gas is a lot cleaner than most other things. We need to use ethanol. I fought for ethanol from the time that I was in the Congress for 15 years and finally got through the Ways and Means Committee along with a guy named Nussel from Iowa. And we got ethanol as with the tax credits in it and so that it can be a viable product. Today, there are people that don't want to see ethanol out there. They don't want to see ethanol because it's competitive. And, you know, if we sit back and don't do anything, we're going to lose the ability to have ethanol. Ethanol today, you know, is one out of every four rows of corn that your farmers plant. It gives them the margin in their products so that they can make a profit. If you take that margin away, you can't make a profit farming. And they can, you know, they're not going to buy your products. So we need to work together. There needs to be a teamwork to make sure that these ideas are, and if you sit on your hands and say, we're going to let the next guy talk about it. But, you know, you have it. Most of you are a great, and I don't expect you to be big politicians. But, you know, you can, every time that you're in a farmyard, you can talk to your farmers about the importance of an energy policy and a good energy policy that's going to benefit farmers and benefit industry and business in this country. You know, that's part of the job of doing business. That's part of that trust thing I was talking about. Stop.